Internet Informed, Guidance for the Dedicated Searcher, as read by the author David Novak. This book is an element of The Spire Project. Chapter 10, Choreography. Information is an object. We sort and select information by the words within. With Boolean proximity and field searching, or simply by chasing specific words, we shake the internet and hope the facts we seek surface in the moving sand. Information also has fame. Frame our questions so the answer has prominence, and our trusted global search engine, searched in a blunt manner, will surely direct us forward. Information has history. It has context, format, and source. It stands beside related information. It is prepared in one of a few standard formats. It has an author and publisher whose identity influences the information. This halo of supportive detail both identifies information as unique and enriches our appreciation of information. We use this halo both to reveal quality and to anticipate our destination. Information has organization, too, indeed multiple overlapping layers of organization. From carefully vetted and peer-reviewed criteria, to professionally managed categorical schemes, to near-random web spidering, information is indexed, cataloged, and presented to standards. All our search tools offer their judgment based on selection criteria and bias. With finesse, we can use this to draw out better information. Consider also structure. It creeps in from publishers, from government hierarchies, from geography, nexus points, and directories. These and further structures internal to a website offer pathways for us to find certain information more easily. Now view information as more than an object, as a message. Each message plays a bit role in the grand cacophony of communication surrounding us. As a competitive realm, publishing must be justified. Not everything is available. That most available, most visible, must justify its existence most persuasively. In this way, motivation flavors content, presentation, and location. Search with something specific in mind, and abundant clues will tell us as we approach. Lastly, more than facts, more than history, more than organization and message, too, consider also the elevated vista, the holistic view of the information environment. Gaps in information, missing perspectives, unbalanced and biased discussions all become visible if we look at collections of information, if we look from a wider perspective. Objects, prominence, history, organization, message, and elevated vista form a sliding scale of perspectives we all too easily overlook. Popular culture portrays the internet as a great chaos of web pages tamed only with links and brute force searching. We lack the opportunity for finesse. Let us not encumber ourselves with such a view. Instead, let us revisit our metaphor of the internet galaxy. The stars above are more than pinpoints of light, more than solitary objects. Spun into patterns by forces unseen, our galaxy is awash with structure, order, and organization. Much of this structure and order hides from view, but remains all the same. Our internet is deeply organized, position encoded in the humble address, organization embedded in directories, nexus points, and link companions. Patterns embedded in context, format, and source. Structures in spring from the way information is published, from the purpose it attempts to achieve. The internet weaves each item of information into a host of patterns, structures, and more. This is why searching demands of us such clarity of thought. Confused, our search joins us in confusion. Fail to see bias, and our search becomes unknowingly biased. Ask too general a question, and we forge too general an answer. Imagine the internet as chaos. Overlook its structure, order, and organization, and we will surely notice only chaos. Here is a list of the many search techniques, tools, and concepts we have discussed in this book. Keep these in mind as we search, and we will not so easily drift into confusion. Precision. Punctuate our searches, plus, minus, or, and quotes. URL field search, link field search. Prominence. Prominence-based searching. Prominence as an asset of commercial value. Prominence as a quality we may desire. Importance, when surfing works. Quality, Q1, internal clues, Q2, author and publisher identity, Q3, local context, Q4, endorsements, the three types of endorsements. Identity, context and link companions. Format, how do we want the information prepared? Source, who would author and publish what we seek? Haste, bookmarklets, embedded forms, juggling windows, shortcut keys, nonlinear research styles. Structure, government hierarchies, geographical resources, directories and nexus points, triangulation, thesaurus, structures internal to a website, the internet mesh. attention, deep URL interpretation, hacking the URL, asking questions that suit our tools, feedback research, utopia, publishing models, pursuit, footpaths and vetting procedures, trace the awareness of information, the page next door, the elevated vista, seek how information is organized, information clumps, gathering assistance, the comprehensive definitive search. A search as a dance. What do we search for? Our question is the flashlight we use to illuminate our answer. Questions lend our mind focus. Ask and we shall follow. With many search techniques available to us, we have options. We can move through the internet quickly now, in several directions, with a certainty born of familiarity. We know what we look at, what we will shortly see, and what we hope to find. To this list of techniques, I wish to add another list. A list of principles on how best to use the information present on the internet. A list on the choreography of our search. Firstly, search. All challenges are needs for information. Synthesis is faster than innovation. Let us start this next list simply by urging ourselves to search. We live surrounded by a vast galaxy of information. Most of what we do is not original. Even original work benefits from experience borrowed from other disciplines and industries. Any challenge we encounter is a request to search. Any project that stalls is a chance to see how others succeeded. Any desire to improve is a time to ask how others improved similar projects. It is egotistical of us to say we know best. We are the experts. We will find our own way forward. This reticence to compare notes with the rest of humanity is only a choice, nothing more. If we would rather solve a challenge in isolation, we can, though it is generally faster and easier to synthesize a solution. Help from the world's reservoir of experience stands waiting. Secondly, ask the right question. Our question is our flashlight. There is a nimbleness to asking questions that reach for exactly what we want, make our assumptions explicit, evolve our search step by step. Practice. The best questions lead to the best information. Ill-considered questions lead us astray. 3. Search for something excellent, so raise our expectations. And 4. Search for something that exists. Too often we retrieve poor information only because we do not ask for great information. Embrace whatever the internet tosses our way, and we have lost the opportunity for excellence. Instead, ask the tough questions. Seek the latest opinions, the best statistics, the least biased truths. Gather multiple truths from alternative viewpoints. With skill, we can generally find what we demand of the internet. Of course, the internet is just one part of the information realm. Not all information congregates here. Sometimes we must reach for a library, for a commercial database, for professional advice. Search for something that exists, something someone has chaperoned to the internet, and we will enjoy greater success. 5. Gather experience. Where to look, how to look, who publishes what and where. And 6. Practice attentiveness. See what is before us, watch our questions. Part of search excellence is simply experience mixed with attention to where we are, what we are doing, and what we are asking. Excellence comes from having done something before and noticing the similarities. Yes, we may never have searched for this key piece of information, but we have surely searched for something similar or undertaken a search that felt a similar way. 7. Recognize bias, search tool bias, and perspective bias. 8. Know what we consume, so habitually investigate quality, prefer prominent resources with longevity, and information overload as imprecision. Excellence also comes from our attention to the information itself. Let its rich flavor reach us. Who wrote it and with what perspective? Where did we find it and why? The halo of supportive detail tells us this and more. Attend also to the influence of search tool bias and the bias in general, even bias affecting a whole topic. 9. Understand the internet revolution. It's a drop in the price of information, a refining of what constitutes original, and a transient demonetized environment. 10. The internet has a history and a future. So the stages of the internet's development, 3 levels to its organization, and unending growth. And of the internet itself, do we understand what is happening to our lives? Do we recognize this massive tidal wave of information for what it is? Plan for a future where information has less value, not more, and truly original work is rare indeed. Too many intelligent people in the world have looked at too many of the challenges that beset our world and the people in it. Too many have something worthwhile to say. The future belongs to those who can marshal diverse opinions and experience. It belongs to those who can synthesize a fine conclusion, then act. 11. Enjoy the hunt. Finally, no longer quite so isolated from the ideas of others, no longer quite so distant from the information world surrounding us, we encounter new ideas frequently now. We seek new ideas simply because we can. Internet search skills as decision-making skills. What follows a good search? Let me place searching in context. New ideas are not the same as challenges surmounted. As part of the Leonardo Institute here in Melbourne, I teamed with Jeff Kelly, a public relations strategic positioning expert, and Adrian Farrell, a competitive intelligence expert. For my part in the trio, I explored just what to do with better information. Decisions are complex affairs, dependent not only on the information at hand, but also the opportunities open to us and what we must achieve to make a decision successful. I was most intrigued to learn that in competitive intelligence environments, a researcher may spend more time analyzing information than collecting it. A complete biography created in a skillful search may then be analyzed for behavior patterns. Through in-depth role-playing, this biography may reveal how the CEO of a rival company will act in a given situation. An internet search represents only a small slice of such a research project. Successful decisions, furthermore, depend not just on our information, but on the careful reading of our opportunities. Given our resources and the people we must work with, a decision may be very ill-advised because of factors that have little to do with the information and everything to do with presenting an achievable vision or achieving a solution. In a sense, politics is resplendent in taking the best available advice, then doing only the achievable. This is a far cry from learning the truth, then deciding our course of action based on this alone. The whole notion of what is doable is critical here. So is the rival notion of whether a decision takes an organization in a direction that empowers the organization for future opportunities. For example, we may well decide based on a search that a wonderful opportunity exists to save a great deal of money by implementing a given technology. However, it requires more technical expertise than our business has, we would be unable to scale the savings through the organization, and it would conflict with other technology projects already underway. Our internet search shows savings, our considered decision, don't pursue it. Decisions are complex activities. Some of this complexity also involves us as decision makers. We are not separate from the decision process. We delay a decision for personal reasons. We hunt for proof of our preconceived conclusions. We search well but decide badly. We decide well but fail to learn from past mistakes. Making a decision is itself a skill, not unlike searching the internet. I'm particularly drawn to several of the skills that help our decisions become successful. Skills in leadership and effective communication. Presenting a decision in the interests of those who must participate. Presenting a decision as a story, as a tool, as a significant difference, as a worthwhile goal. We can also learn to make decisions more swiftly, to move through the decision-making process faster. Not rushing decisions, just deciding more smoothly without delay. Such speed can become a significant business advantage. Now, given this additional layer of activity sitting above our search, should we not consider this as we search? In the same way as I earlier described how the needs of synthesis can guide our search for balanced information, so too can the needs of decision-making guide our search for effective information. I find this both obvious and neglected. Yes, we search with our needs constantly in mind. However, do we let our search affect what we decide we need? Do we establish a dialogue between what we think we need and what we are finding? All too often, decisions are made after the facts are all collected, a rather out-of-date approach given the internet that makes collecting all the facts a rather laughable statement. A search could unfold with synthesis and decision-making in mind. We can attend to the transparency and diversity of material, synthesis, just as we attend to how appropriate the emerging conclusion would be for our purpose and audience, decision-making. I do not mean we toss a backward glance at whether information we are finding is suitable for our client. I mean we ask if the decision our research is leading towards is a decision our client should make. If we assume some of the role of decision-maker, we will waste less time collecting information without value. We can establish a better dialogue between what we are finding and what information is ultimately found useful. Decisions will not just be based on how the research was initially framed, but will evolve as we execute our search. Attitude. Let me end this chapter by conveying something of my attitude towards information. We do not need to become a cynic as we learn search skills. I did. Something in knowing the quality and background of information fed my cynicism. I look at a television commercial and see a marketer spouting legally gray words that have no meaning. Begins to work immediately. Part of a balanced diet. What rubbish. I do not think breakfast cereal is good for me because I believe the World Health Organization and not the image of an athlete on a cereal box. Similarly, we do not need to look at information and see questions. I do. I look at a politicized event and ask for the alternative perspective. I look at a picture of the Andromeda Galaxy and wonder which telescope took the picture. Is it real or artistically enhanced? Something in the practice of asking questions reinforced my habit of asking questions. I encounter a challenge, and questions quickly rise to mind. How do the French handle Islamic fundamentalism? They have dealt with it far longer than the U.S. Something in the Internet also changed the way I hoard information. I dump information quickly now. Need something again? I will search again. I will find something more up-to-date, something more inspiring. I save little from previous searches, except perhaps the knowledge of how the information was organized. I rarely notice the specific tools that organize a topic. I rarely record those authors and publishers I encounter along the way. All these changes stem from learning how to find information. They stem from being internet informed. Will you change too?